Though she had pleaded with them to let her help with the packs, her father and the good cellar hog would not hear of it.
Nay, missy, we'll help you for as long as needs be.
Oi, Miguel, you might have to carry both of them alone afore your journey's done. Don't get too far ahead of us now. Take a right turn at the bend of the next stream and stay away from the water's edge. 'Tis deep and swampy there.
As she forged ahead, Banjon called after her.
Oh, and tell your fish hawk to walk from here. We don't want no great bird frightening the Gowsim shrews.
Upon hearing the sounds of revelry, a blend of singing, shouting and merriment that began echoing through the normally silent woodlands, Tyria guessed that they were not far from the water meadow. Pandion did not seem to like it. Spreading his wings, he addressed Tyria.
They will frighten off the fish with that din. I will hunt among the streams. When I have eaten, I will come and find you.
He winged off, and the otter maid waited for their father and Brink to catch up. As they pressed forward through the trees, Brink chuckled at the growing sounds of raucous singing.
Those Gowsims certainly know how to enjoy themselves, Skip.
Banjon agreed.
Oi, that they do, mate, especially at their summer water meadow festival.
There was a swift rustle of undergrowth, and a gruff voice called out,
Halt right there!
Tyria was surprised by her first meeting with the Gowsim. The travellers were suddenly surrounded by 12 or more shrews, tough-looking little beasts with spiky fur. Each one wore a coloured headband, a short kilt with a broad buckled belt and a ferocious scowl. They were all armed with short rapiers. Her youngest shrew flourished his blade aggressively at them.
Stand still or you'll be dead, beasts.
Skipper murmured to Brink and his daughter.
Don't say anything. Leave this to me.
Banjon looked the young shrew up and down fearlessly.
Well, Dobra Westbrook, you've sprouted up a touch since I last clapped eyes on ye. Where's your dad? Still swigging grog and wrestling with the best of them, is he?
Dobra stared hard at Skipper for a moment. Then he put up his blade and hugged him fondly.
Nuncle Banjon, your old gully wumper. Where have you been all these seasons? What brings you to the water meadow?
Skipper pulled himself loose and held Dobra at paw's length.
I've come to see your dad. I thought you was him at first. By the rudder, you look just like him.
Tyria cast a sidelong glance at her father.
Nuncle?
Skipper explained.
Dobra's always called me that since I made him his first little sling. That was about four seasons before you were born.
The water meadow was practically a carpet of gypsywort, sundew, water plantain, bulrush, reed and wide-padded water lilies.